Well, I'm not sure what clock we're going by, so it feels like it's time to start, so let's start. Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Bernie. I'm from Grant, Michigan, and I'm pleased to be here this morning. I don't see very many kids in here yet, but I imagine there'll be some more coming, so don't be afraid to come up here in the front. And I think I know almost everybody up here except for you. What's your name?
Becca.
Becca? Hi, Becca. I'm Bernie. How are you?
Hello.
And Allison. And Julia. What's your name?
Emma.
Hi, Emma. How are you? And Nolan and Michaela. All right. Well, we're going to sing off our hymn sheets from last night. And you can pick any song in here you like. And just so you kids know, the back ones, the back page is more of the kids' songs, but I like all the songs in here. So you can choose whatever you want, and we'll sing it together. So let's have somebody that can start for us. Okay, Julia?
16.
16? Okay. Oh, I forgot to tell you that you have to start your own, too. Is that not a good idea? Okay. All right, let's sing number 16. Whosoever heareth, shout, shout the sound.
Send the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will. Send the proclamation over hill and hill. 'Tis the loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever cometh must not delay. Now the door is open, enter while you may. Jesus is the truth, the only living way. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will. Send the proclamation over hill and hill. Here's the loving Father, calls the wanderer.
All right, thank you, Julia. Okay, let's have another choice here. Michaela, do you have one that you can give us? No? All right, Nolan, what's your pick? What is it, Michaela?
Sing Donkey Song.
The Donkey Song. Okay. I think we probably know that well enough. Are you ready? You know, when I was a kid, I sang this song once, and I said, I once was a wild little donkey. And you know what? That was true, too. But I was embarrassed about it. All right. You ready, Nolan?
There once was a wild little donkey. He had to be tied to a tree. And Jesus was thinking about him. He said, go and bring him to me. And when they had brought him to Jesus, as quickly as ever they could, that restless, that wild little donkey was quiet, obedient, and good. When Jesus was riding upon him, he went just the way that he should. A quiet, submissive wee donkey, made so by the blessing of God. And Jesus is able to make you whatever he wants you to be. He loves you and longs to forgive you and make you both happy and free.
All right. Okay, let's have another one. All right. 44. Okay. Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay. I remember when I was a kid, I think Tom Reno was in here. I was telling you, my dad had those old reel-to-reel tapes, Tom. And we had one of Albert Hayhoe telling the story about this song. And he said it was actually a covered wagon. So he made everybody sing Into a Van because it was a caravan. So you parents that have your kids listen to meetings when you're traveling or whatever, it sticks a little bit. I remember that from being a kid, Into a Van. But we'll sing it as it is here. Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carry, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story, repeat o'er and o'er. Till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before. Did he so love me, a poor little boy? Send unto me the good tidings of joy. Need I not perish, my hand will he hold. Nobody ever the story has told. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story, repeat o'er and o'er. Till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before. Bending we caught the last words of his breath, just as he entered the valley of death. God sent his son, whosoever, said he, and I am sure that he sent him for me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story, repeat o'er and o'er. Till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before. Very good. I would say we could have one from a boy, but we already did, and it's the only boy up here. So, girls, number 6, okay. God in mercy sent his son. It's a very lovely gospel hymn. God in mercy sent his son to a world by sin undone. Jesus Christ was crucified, was for sinners Jesus died. Oh, the glory of the grace shining in the Savior's face, telling sinners from above, God is died and lives again in the glory's highest height. See him, God's supreme delight. Oh, the glory of the grace shining in the Savior.
Savior's face, telling sinners from above, God is light and God is love. All who in His name believe, everlasting life receive. Lord of all is Jesus now. Every knee to Him must bow. Oh, the glory of the grace shining in the Savior's face, telling sinners from above, God is light and God is love. Christ the Lord will come again. He is suffered once will reign. Every tongue at last will own Jesus Christ is Lord alone. Oh, the glory of the grace shining in the Savior's face, telling sinners from above, God is light and God is love.
I'm really glad you gave that one out. And we'll probably talk a little more about this one in a little bit. Hi, girls. We met last night, but I can't remember which one is which. What's your name?
Elise.
Elise and Paige, right? We just met at the swimming pool, didn't we? Okay, we're going to sing one more song. Would one of you girls like to pick it? Number 4? All right. Christ is the Savior of sinners. Christ is the Savior of sinners. Christ is the Savior for me. Long I was chained in sin's darkness. Now by His grace I am free. Savior of sinners. Savior of sinners like me. Shedding His blood for my ransom, this is the Savior for me. Now I can say I am pardoned, happy and justified free, saved by my blessed Redeemer, this is the Savior for me. Savior of sinners, Savior of sinners like me, shedding His blood for my ransom, this is the Savior for me. Just as I was, He received me, seeking from judgment to flee. Now there is no condemnation. This is the Savior for me. Savior of sinners. Savior of sinners like me. Shedding His blood for my ransom. This is the Savior for me. Love with a love that's unchanging, blessed with all blessings so free. How shall I tell out His praises? This is the Savior for me. Savior of sinners, Savior
of sinners like me, shedding his blood for my ransom. This is the Savior for me.
All right. Well, let's put our hymn sheets aside for now. And now we're going to bow our heads and ask for the Lord's help. All right. Now, I think I have the right verse. It's a five-word verse, I think. Does anybody recognize this? Does that look right? Is that the one you got at your meeting last week? You know, one time at our meeting, I think before St. Louis Conference last year, we gave out the wrong one. And so I was a week off of everybody else. But anyway, okay, who would like to, who has memorized this verse? All right. Would you like to start for us? How brave are you feeling? You want to say it into this mic? Go ahead.
She can go first.
Oh, you want to go first, babe? Okay, how about, you know what? Why don't we just skip first and we'll just go right to second? Would you like to be second? Okay, I'll say it first and then you. How's that? Okay, the verse is Galatians 5:13. By love, serve one another. Is that the one that you learned? Okay, here we go.
By love, serve one another. Galatians 5:13.
Very good. Good job. All right, Paige, you want to try it? Okay, here you go.
By love, serve one another. Galatians 5:13.
Good job. Okay, Michaela, are you feeling brave today? You're not? You want to say it with me? Okay, here we go. Ready? By love.
I love.
Serve one another.
Serve one another.
Galatians 5.
Galatians 5.
13.
13.
Good job. Okay, Nolan, you want to try it too? No? By love.
Love.
Serve.
Serve.
One another.
And there you come.
Galatians.
Galatians.
5.
5.
13.
13.
Good job, Nolan. Well done. All right, Julia, are you ready? Here we go.
By love, serve one another. Galatians 5:13.
Good job. Would you like to try it?
By love, serve one another. Galatians 5:13.
Good job. Okay, Allison?
By love, serve one another. Galatians 5:13.
Okay. All right, you want to do it too?
Yeah. By love, serve one another. Galatians 5:13.
Very good. Good job.
By love, serve one another. Galatians 5:13.
Good. Right on. I think we got everybody's. Did I miss any kids? Megan, is Ryan staying back there? Okay. All right. Now, good job. By love, serve one another. You know what that verse reminds me of? A time when the Lord Jesus was with his disciples, and it was just before he was going to go to the cross. And you could say he had a lot on his mind and on his heart. And you know what happened in that room? You guys here all right? You know what happened in the room? They got into an argument about who was going to be the greatest. And the Lord said something very nice. He said, I am among you as he that serveth. And that is the heart of the Savior. I am among you as he that serveth. And he served us in ever so many ways, but mostly he went to the cross and he did the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be saved and have our sins washed away. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. Oh, it kind of is, but I have a different story on my heart. I want to tell you something that happened to me this week. And I don't know if, I hope I'm not over the heads of some, I think I will be over the heads of some of you little kids, but some of you older ones won't be. How many of you know what a password is? How about it? Do you have to have a password for anything? Yeah, you have to enter a password to get in, right? Yeah. How about it, Allison? Passwords? You have to have passwords for stuff? Yeah. Well, I have a lot of passwords. And it's kind of frustrating because none of them are the same. And they all expire at different rates. And so I created a spreadsheet of passwords that's 2 pages long. And I thought I'm going to save it in a place that I can access on my phone in a program called Dropbox so that I could open it up and scroll down through my 2 pages and find the right password. Well, I had to renew the software on my phone, and it made me enter the password for Dropbox, which was in Dropbox, but I couldn't remember the password to open the program that had the passwords inside. I electronically locked myself out. And that was a problem. And it still is a problem. I'll have to figure out how to get those back on Monday. The one I thought it was, if I used it enough times where it said, now you're administratively locked out, game over, basically. You know, passwords, we're going to talk about a famous password in the book of Judges here in a minute, but, you know, there are other passwords historically. Can you guys think of have you ever had somebody block your way and say, what's the password? Allison, have you ever had that? Okay, what do you say? There's probably a lot of things you could say, right? Julia, how about you? Anybody ever say, you can't go by until you give me the password? What's a common password? Password? Yeah, some people use the word password for the password. When I was a kid, we always said open sesame, which was, I think, a story about Alabama and the 40 thieves. But that has nothing to do with scripture. You know, our government has had a password to launch nuclear missiles. And somebody thought it'd be good to have a password. You know what they chose? It was really complicated. 8 zeros in a row. That's it. You can figure that out pretty easily. That's probably not the case anymore. You know, passwords. I want to turn to Judges chapter 12. And we're going to read a few verses here about two groups of Israelites, two tribes or fractions of tribes, and they got into a problem. One of the groups was called the Gileadites, and the other group was the Ephraimites. You know, if you're from the United States, you probably have heard about the Civil War, right? And this country went to war and began killing each other over various things. And it was not a good time. A lot of people were killed. This story is kind of like that. I'm just going to read a couple of verses here. So Judges 12, verse 4. Then Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim. And the men of Gilead smote Ephraim, because they said, ye Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim among the Ephraimites and among the Manassites. We'll stop right there. That's a sad thing that way back in history, and we don't have time to trace this out. Probably Mr. So could give us all the numbers on it. Way back before, there was a division in the families. Ephraim and Manasseh were the two sons of Joseph. And somehow there got to be this problem. And they went, there were issues here. And we're not going to get into how this developed, but these two groups went to war against each other. Verse 5, the Gileadites took the passages of Jordan before the Ephraimites. And it was so that when those Ephraimites which escaped said, let me go over, across the river, that the men of Gilead said unto them, art thou an Ephraimite? In other words, are you one of my enemies? And if he said, nay, then they said unto him, I'm paraphrasing here now, okay, say Shibboleth. It's a test. And he say Sibboleth, for he could not frame to pronounce it right. Then they took him and slew him at the passages of Jordan. And there fell at that time of the Ephraimites 42,000. Well, so here's what was happening. These two groups went to war, and the Gileadites were beating the Ephraimites. And so the Ephraimites, you might say, they scattered into the wilderness. And if you know anything about geography of the Jordan Valley, it's a deep valley, and it's high-sided. And so these Ephraimites perhaps were hiding out in the rocks and the caves, and they were defeated. They were beaten. And the River Jordan is not a very deep river. And so the Gileadites, they went to the places called the fords, which means the river was shallow enough for, say, at least for you to wade through without going over your head. So you get to a nice narrow spot. It's like, boy, you know, I'm really tired of hanging around in the hiding in the rocks. I want to go home. So you come out to this place where you could cross the river, and somebody would say, hey, hold it. Stop right there. You know, as a kid, we used to do this. Newfoundland, where I grew up, is kind of woodsy and forested. And my brothers and I and the neighbor kids, man, we had forts and we had armies and passwords and halt, who goes there. And there was my friend Bob Murphy. He wanted the title of Brigadier General. And none of us had any clue what that meant. But we all thought it sounded pretty cool. So Bob was Brigadier Bob. But anyway, we played games like this. We didn't actually kill each other, though. So this Ephraimite would come down out of where he was hiding. And he would get to that spot. And maybe Bruce would stand up and say, oh, halt right there. Are you an Ephraimite? No, I'm not. So, okay. Say this word, Shibboleth. Now, they had a different dialect. And those men of Ephraim, they couldn't pronounce it right. And those Gileadites, they knew that. Say, so, this is how we're going to figure out this guy's really whose side he's on, right? So he would try to say it. Shibboleth, but he couldn't get the SH sound. Shibboleth. Aha! Bruce would say, you're one of them. And that person would be captured and killed. Now, this is a little bit of a rabbit trail. You know, when I was a kid, I had a cleft lip and palate. And I couldn't pronounce things very well at all. And I had to go to a speech therapist to learn to pronounce some of the sounds. And I hope, Shannon, this is okay if I tell this. When our daughter Shannon was born, she had a cleft palate too. And she had trouble with some sounds. So if I went fishing, which Scott and I used to do, Shannon would say, Dad is going shishing. Shishing. Or she would ask for her winning soup. Remember that, Shannon? And sometimes, you know, kids, when we're learning to talk, it's hard to pronounce things. You know, David, you were talking about reading the names. I'm really bad at that, too. But it's good to learn to pronounce those names. You know, Moses told God when he was by the burning bush, I can't talk. I can't get the right words. And the Lord told him, do you know, Moses, who made your mouth? I made it, and I'll put my words in it. And so you kids, it's okay if you can't pronounce some of these words right. God knows your heart. But now back to our story. You know, these men that couldn't pronounce this password right, it gave them away on who they were. It reminds me of, you guys remember when the Lord Jesus was on trial and Peter had said to the Lord, though all men forsake thee, yet will not I. And the Lord said, Peter, before the cock crows three times, you will have denied, or crows, you will have denied me three times. And Peter said, no, no. Well, the Lord gets hauled in before the authorities, and there's a little maiden there, and she says to Peter, I can tell that you're one of his followers because you talk like it. And because the Galileans had an accent, right? And I grew up in a place where there were dialects. I don't know if I should try this on you or not. This is how a Newfoundlander would talk. How are y'all getting on this morning? Understand what I just said, Doug? Yep. Beautiful day today, right? And Newfoundlanders have an accent like that. And there were, I grew up in Newfoundland. There were people in Newfoundland that I couldn't understand. There was a man named Ephraim Harvey, and actually his wife, Sabrina, is at my mom's house right now, visiting. And Ephraim was such a heavy-accented Newfoundlander, I had no idea what he just said. So Peter's accent, he had a dialect too. And that maiden, that servant girl there in the judgment hall, she said, you're one of his followers, I can tell by the way you talk. There's another time in Acts chapter 4 when it says when the apostles were called before the council, and it says when they heard the words they were using and knew that they were not educated people, said they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And the way they talked showed out who they belonged to. Now I want to ask you kids this. Who do you belong to? The Lord Jesus. I belong to the Lord Jesus too. I'm so glad that you could say that. I belong to the Lord Jesus. And, you know, let's say somebody would challenge you. Paige, I'll use you. He says, are you a Christian? Who do you belong to? Sometimes that can be scary, can't it? But how nice and good it is to be able to say, I belong to the Lord Jesus. He's my Savior. And that is a password, if you will, that can save you from a lot of trouble in your life. You know, well, let's turn over to Acts chapter 4, and we'll read a couple of verses here. All right, Acts 4. Yeah, let's read verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. You know, kids, I want to encourage you to take the name of the Lord Jesus and make it yours. Put it on. Make the Lord Jesus your Savior. As Bob was talking about in the gospel meeting last night, the Lord Jesus loves you. He died for you. He came into this world to save you. You know, we were singing in number 6 earlier, God in mercy sent his son. I'm just going to read verse 3 again here. All who in his name believe, everlasting life receive. Lord of all is Jesus now. Every knee to him must bow. And to be able to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Somebody challenges you, Julia, who do you belong to? The Lord Jesus. What a great place of refuge. What a great confession to make. You know, there are a couple of verses I really love in Romans 10. One of them is, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There's another one in Romans 10 I like too. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so if somebody comes to you, Rachel, who do you belong to? I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my Savior. And you can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved from your sins, but you can call upon the name of the Lord, kids, and be saved from lots of other problems in your life. You know, there's a verse in Proverbs that we have on our kitchen wall. It's Proverbs 18:10. And it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. You know, I want safety in my life. There's a lot of things that happen in life that concern us, or we puzzle about what to do or how to handle things in your life. And as your kids get older, you'll be faced up with different things that you have to choose what to do. And I want to tell you, if you belong to the Lord Jesus, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And there's protection there. So let me ask another question. If I hope I'm not taking too many liberties here, because I don't think this is the way it's going to be, but I'll ask the question. If you were standing at heaven's door right now, and the question was asked to you, on what basis should we let you in here? What answer would you give that question? Allison, I know I'm putting you on the spot. On what basis should God allow you into heaven? Believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, yes? You know, the name of the Lord is what, and the blood of Christ is what allows God to bring you into blessing spiritually. Now, I know that God is not going to be quizzing us at the door, but I want to impress upon you kids, it is the blood of Christ and the name of Christ and who he is and what he has done that opens up eternal heavenly blessing for you and for me. And so I hope that in thinking about this little story in Judges about being challenged on who you belong to, we can take to our own lives today, say, who do you belong to? I belong to Jesus. He's my Savior. He shed his blood for me. He died on the cross for me. You know, in a In a few minutes, we're going to have the remembrance of the Lord and spend time thinking about and worshiping and praising the Lord for what he has done for us. I enjoy the song in our little hymn book, Thy Precious Name Is All We Show, Our Only Passport, Lord. And so somebody challenge you, Lemoyne, who do you belong to? Thy precious name is all we show, our only passport, Lord. So, kids, love the Lord Jesus. Give him your life. He died to save you. He shed his blood on the cross for you. He loves you. And belong to him. So that's really what I had before me. Maybe we could sing one more and then we'll be done. All right, who would like to choose a song? Yes. Number 40? Okay. All right, Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin, let a little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me though I'm bad, and he waits to make me glad. Waits to fold me in his arms, keeps me safe from every harm. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me still, when I'm very weak and ill. From his shining comb on high, he will wash me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I trust him, should I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
You know, there's another verse to this that we used to sing. Maybe we could try this. It says, I love Jesus. Does he know? Have I ever told him so? Jesus loves to hear me say that I love him every day. Can we sing that together? All right.
I love Jesus. Does he know? Have I ever told him so? Jesus loves to hear me say that I love him every day. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Kids, you never regret giving your life to the Lord Jesus. And to be able to say, the Lord Jesus is mine. And I'm his. I belong to Jesus. And tell people about it too. You know, it's a big encouragement to others and to your own faith to tell somebody, I belong to Jesus. When you say that with your mouth, it brings a security with it that is so helpful. Don't be afraid to tell your friends or your mom or your dad or grandpa or grandma, Grandpa, I belong to Jesus. That's who I belong to. Okay, we're out of time. Well, let's close our eyes and thank the Lord.